with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Stocks continued their plunge today in the wake of tariffs imposed by the Trump administration. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell says the Trump tariffs will affect the economy.
It is now becoming clear that tariff increases will be significantly larger than expected. And the same is likely to be true of the economic effects, which will include higher inflation and slower growth. The size and duration of these effects remains uncertain.
Mr. Powell's remarks courtesy of the Society for Advancing Business Editing and Writing. President Trump is giving his administration more time to broker a deal for TikTok. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Congress had mandated that the popular social media platform be divested from China back in January or banned in the U.S. on national security grounds. But Donald Trump extended the deadline to this weekend in a bid to keep it running. On Friday, the president announced he's going to let TikTok operate in the U.S. for another 75 days while a deal is ironed out. He said he looks forward to working with TikTok and China to close the deal. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is seeking to reassure wary members of the U.S. commitment to NATO. Rubio says the U.S. wants NATO allies to eventually spend 5% of their GDP on defense.
I'm not saying overnight, but to get to that point, we think that's what NATO allies need to be spending for NATO to face the threats that itself has identified and articulated. Here's the good news. The good news is everyone generally, with a couple exceptions, are spending more on defense today than they were 3, 4, 5 years ago. That's positive.
On Wall Street today, the Dow down by 2,231 points, the NASDAQ dropping 962, the S&P lower by 322. This is SRN News. Jews around the world are preparing to celebrate Passover.
It begins at sundown on Saturday, April 12th, and will run through the end of April 20th. Passover is one of the biggest holidays on the Jewish calendar, marking God's protection of his people in Egypt when he unleashed the angel of death on the firstborn sons of that country. Jews might well be meditating on deliverance in these troubled times, with anti-Semitism on the rise and Israel fighting a war against Muslim terrorists on its border. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has temporarily blocked a Montana law that bars men from using women's restrooms in public buildings. District Court Judge Shane Vanatta said the measure, which Republican Governor Greg Gianforte signed last month, would deprive transgender people of their constitutional right to equal protection under the law. The governor's spokesman, Caitlin Price, says that Gianforte will defend the law. This is SRN News. Four space tourists are back on Earth after orbiting over the poles.
Their SpaceX capsule splashed down in the Pacific off the Southern California coast on Friday. Bitcoin investor Chun Wang bought the 3.5-day flight for an undisclosed price and invited along a Norwegian filmmaker, a German robotics researcher, and an Australian polar guide. The four rocketed into a polar orbit earlier this week from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Their capsule was outfitted with a domed window that provided a stunning 360-degree view of the poles. John Scott reporting.
The U.S. now has more than doubled the total number of measles cases in 2024. Texas, New Mexico, Ohio, Kansas, and Oklahoma all have active measles outbreaks. Two unvaccinated people have died. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.